This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers are off tonight, so we got a full five-hour show, and then you'll have the Get Right coming up from 7 to 11. Looking forward to that. Time now for Wolchuk to give you a proper round tripper, brought to you by Uber Eats. Zach?
Yeah, exciting night out in Frisco. Jacob deGrom is going to be making his first rehab start. That will be taking place an hour from now at Riders Field against San Antonio. So excited to get the updates on how Jacob deGrom looks in his first outing. This is after last night in Frisco. Oh, my goodness gracious. Kamar Rocker put on another show. It was his fifth start for Frisco since he's returned from elbow surgery. And it's probably, I would assume, his last. Probably go up to AAA after this one. He was brilliant. 4 2/3 scoreless innings, 71 pitches. In a 9-3 win. It was his longest outing in terms of innings and pitch count since he returned from that 14-month hiatus. But he had 8 Ks. He was dialed. He was brilliant. And my gosh, if you look overall in 5 starts, he's got an 0.61 ERA. He struck out 29, walked 3. He's throwing 70% of his pitches for strikes. Just crazy numbers from Kamar Rocker.
I never thought I'd ask this, Wolchuk, but is there any way we can watch this on the internet or TV?
I think you can. I think there is a way you can watch it. I know they have, like, Minor League Baseball has their own app that you'd be able to watch it. I'm not, some of the Frisco Rough Riders games do end up being on locally, like TXA 21. So I'm sure if you want to try hard enough, you can probably find a way to stream this.
I think we have the technology, sir.
We've got it. MLB
package.
Wait,
your package is big enough?
Yeah, yes. We've got this.
Yeah, Dawson, you got this technology.
Our package has it.
Come on, that's awesome.
You're going to be ready to rock.
Well, I got
to
be honest with you, I don't need to see Rocker playing any more AA, right?
Yeah, he'll be up, I'm sure, at AAA at his next start.
I think we're pretty much done with that. But my goodness, that's promising. DeGrom tonight. How many? What's your gut say on innings? How many?
He pitches three, maybe.
Maybe three.
Two.
Yeah, I think at least two.
30 pitches.
Yeah.
I think at least two. I mean, it'll depend on the pitch count, obviously, and how well he's able to handle the command. But either way, I mean, that's a hot ticket out there. Yeah. Go see Jacob deGrom for a couple innings. Yeah. It's going to be a blast.
I mean, can you imagine being the guys in the opposite lineup and you're like, oh my gosh,
this stinks.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, get him out as soon as possible.
This stinks, but also this is like the coolest moment of my entire career, and potentially this is as good as it will ever get for me.
And I'm unwinding some lighter cynicism, you know? He's been so dang good.
Yeah.
That I maybe not success this year, but you can actually see success for him.
Well, we did just get this from Jeff Wilson, who covers the Rangers. Scherzer won't be making his rehab start tomorrow. No reason given other than he's just not quite ready yet. So they're pushing back his rehab start. So, that's going to be...
Could you have? That's the question.
Well, no. I mean, he would have had to waive the no-trade clause, which he said he didn't want to do. But you never know. You never know. Maybe there would have been a way to convince him, like the Mets were able to do last year when the Rangers wanted him. But I don't know. I mean, this is... whatever you get, you're happy with from Scherzer. He's a free agent after this year. I don't know that he'll be back with the Rangers. We'll see. Now, I saw Bleacher Report put out buy or sell every team's MVP for this year. Are you buying or selling Corey Seager as the Rangers MVP for this year. If you look at just WAR, wins above replacement, he does have the best on the team. And
what's Josh Smith's deal?
Josh Smith would be the other option. Like, if you don't believe it, then you sell. And then you could take Josh Smith if you want to. But you do have Corey Seager having a hell of a year. He's got 28 home runs. He's been much better since that slow start that he had since he came back off the IL. I mean, he's put together a season on par for what he typically has out there. But, yeah, I mean, you could definitely sell it and say Josh Smith is your Rangers MVP.
I think Josh Smith was the most surprising player this year, right?
Yeah, that's who you give that to. Most improved. He's the MIP, something like that. Seager's your MVP. He's had some clutch. He's had some clutch dongs once again.
And he's still the best
player
average?
In the
260s now still?
266. His average is below Seager's, and he's got, you know, 16 less home runs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, then you're right. Yeah.
Better defensive player is Josh Smith for sure. But offensively, yeah, Seager's been money. Ellie De La Cruz made history for the Cincinnati Reds. He is joining an elite list that includes Ronald Acuna Jr., Ricky Henderson, as he got his 60th stolen base. He's got 21 homers and 60 stolen bases this season. He is a blast to watch play. Here are the players to hit 20 homers and steal 60. You've got Ellie De La Cruz. Ronald Acuna Jr. did it last year. Then you got to go back to 1990 with Ricky Henderson, who did it three times in 90, 86, and 85. Joe Morgan did it twice in the 70s, and Eric Davis in 1987. Pretty amazing. 22 years old, Ellie De La Cruz out here just crushing it, and super, super fast on the base path as well.
Oh, that speed is crazy that he has, especially at that size. Mm. I mean, he's highly entertaining.
He's amazing. He really is. Now, speaking of the Reds, Joey Votto, former NL MVP, he has announced at 40 years old he is retiring after 17 Major League Baseball seasons. So, six-time All-Star, won a Gold Glove, and the 2010 NL MVP was drafted in the second round back in 2002. He is calling it quits. This will be his final season. So, shout out to Joey Votto on an outstanding career there in Cincinnati. Then we had an amazing moment in minor league baseball last night. We had an umpire or a manager that gets ejected. And it was Rafael Valenzuela who had a meltdown for the ages. Now, this was pretty damn hilarious. So he gets ejected. He's 36 years old. He's yelling with the ump. He goes and grabs a trash can and drags it over behind the plate where the umpire usually is and then says, "This is you." I love this. Like, you are trash. I'm going to literally bring the trash can over here. So anytime we can incorporate trash cans into Major League Baseball, we immediately think of the Astros, but I think this was also very, very well done.
Good
by
use of a trash can then.
Yeah.
I want to see this footage, man. That sounds fantastic. What a move.
Yeah, I can.
How did nobody do this to Angel Hernandez at any point?
I don't know.
How did that not happen? Because that is...
There would have been so many opportunities for this to just drag over the trash can. But fantastic move. So he got ejected and was tossed out. But dragging the trash
can... Gave that man a real-life emoji.
He did. Yes.
So was he already tossed and then he went for the can?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so at that point... Yeah, because that's the thing, man. I think
he
sometimes...
He knew it was over.
Once you've already thrown me out of the game, now what do I have to lose? Now it's just...
More money on a fine.
It's about to go up. Yeah, I guess. That's true.
Yeah. It's amazing. And then we got some dates for the World Baseball Classic that will be set, including the championship game in Miami for 2026. So games will be played at Minute Maid Park in Houston. We'll also get Lone Depot Park, which I mentioned, the championship in Miami, Puerto Rico.
Speaking of garbage.
Puerto Rico!
Sorry. The Tokyo Dome in Japan. Yeah. Also going to host some World Baseball Classic games. So Jim Crane and the Astros are super pumped. They're going to get a couple of these, but we'll get dates for pool play. March 6th through 11th is when this will get going. And the United States, it looks like we'll start in Pool B. Their teams will be Great Britain, Italy, Mexico, and they will be starting off in Houston. So that's where we'll get their games played for the U.S. for the World Baseball Classic.
Man, I keep seeing, you mentioned Japan. So Japan's going to be hosting some of this as well? So I keep seeing in like my algorithms people talking about going to Japan and stuff because like the dollar just like stretches so far. Like you can go there and actually...
Bang for the buck.
Yeah, the bang for the buck situation. Now, I mean, I'm sure flights or whatever, but getting out to Japan and just being able to tear it up, eating like a total king on the cheap. I mean, come on now.
Man. Yeah, I was talking with a guy last weekend who his family's from the Philippines. He's been living in LA his entire life, but he's like, dude, once I started talking with a contractor for 150 grand, I'm getting like my dream home built. I'm taking my family out for breakfast, and it's like $3 a person for like, you know, the most bomb breakfast that you'd spend 15, 20 bucks for in America. There's all sorts of, you know, arbitrage opportunities there for spending money.
Man, while we're on,
dude, that's legit. Like, come on. I mean, yeah, that's awesome.
I know. Yeah, like retirement is so much more realistic as long as you can get through the cultural barriers or the legal barriers of moving to one of those spots.
Is your friend a passport bro?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. You gotta figure that out. If he's a passport bro or not.
I'm not even sure what that means.
Bro, just think about all the sushi we could just tear up, and it's like, that'll be $10. Yeah, and you're like, are you kidding me? Authentic. I just embarrassed myself.
They bring it down on that conveyor belt thing.
Yeah, it's well oiled. Yeah.
Yeah, you just grab the conveyor, you grab the plate off the conveyor, boom. Just keep going.
We could be eating Wagyu beef together for like $9.99.
Be amazing.
Just go to Japan.
He's not a passport bro, Lucius.
Okay. You look it
he's
up.
Just a guy with a family in the Philippines.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
Did he start that family in the Philippines? Or he took them to the Philippines.
No.
Maybe his best.
They were just like his extended family from like his mom and dad.
He brought sand to the beach. I get you. I hear you.
Yeah. At any point,
that's a funny term. The passport bros, though. Passport I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a real thing, man. It's good. Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're in Japan, you round the corner, and boom, there's Micah Parsons just sumo wrestling somebody.
Micah, you're out here too?
And you just got done eating $9 sushi.
I came for the sushi.
I'm painting this picture, and it's coming across pretty nicely right now.
Okay, while we're on the international
swords, dude,
discussion,
peaches?
This was an insane story that I saw on Bro Bible, but I guess there was a Macklemore concert, and he was one of the headliners of this event that also had 50 Cent was a part of this, but he brings a 24-year-old woman on stage to sing with him. She ends up being on the Slovenian Most Wanted list. And somebody in the crowd recognized her from being on the list and I guess called the authorities in Slovenia. She ends up getting arrested. I mean, what are the odds of this?
What is the odds of getting up there if you know you're a wanted person? You need to be in the crowd.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
But then somebody actually recognizes her. Like, I don't know what any of the most
Interpol.
Wanted is looking like in any other country. Hell. But somebody does, and she gets arrested.
Sounds like that's biggest L of the week, Walter.
Yeah, that was a pretty dumb move on her part. You don't go up there. But I guess the drinks are flowing.
And talking about somebody snitching, too, like in the middle of a concert. Ooh! And just go off and snitch.
There's probably money involved there. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to throw you a bone. But, yeah. And then, man, shout out to Gerrit Cole. He's become the fourth active MLB pitcher to record 100 wins. They got the win today over the Guardians, 6-0 to the Yankees. So he's the 266th pitcher in the history of the sport to have 150 wins. Fourth among active players, Verlander, Scherzer, Kershaw, now Cole, are the ones to do that. So the Yankees ace getting it done. And if you missed it, we did have Scott Servais bleep canned by the Seattle Mariners. He's gone.
What do you guys think as far as is there any blame? I know we all want Bochy back, but could he have done a better job managing this thing? If there's a lot of unrealized expectation laying around here, isn't there? I know Woody and Banny got fired for that kind of stuff.
I guess like this is kind of par for the course for Boch, and like this is what happened with him with the Giants, and then they come back and win the World Series the next year. So I mean, I think a lot of it is more so on the players.
He
but I
really
think
trusts his players
game by game. Yeah,
he just is.
He'd probably tell you there were some decisions he'd like.
He was so loyal. I mean, that's just the way he operates. I mean, he's like, hey, these are my guys. I'm going to battle with them, and you know, I think there towards the end there, he kind of realized that they weren't very good. You know, he puts a lot of faith in his players. And if you want to say, is there something that you can point out that maybe a flaw of his? It's how loyal he is to his guys. And so maybe that's something that you can get him with. But I have no problem with the Rangers. I really, really don't. I mean, after last year, sure. You know, unfortunate. I kind of want to blame ownership because of the money situation. That's what I want to do. Because I felt like that maybe they could have. You know, the fans were filling up that place. They're buying your merchandise. You know, even though the Bally's thing wasn't perfect, you could still like, okay, hey, we're going to keep this going. We're going to keep, you know, you go out and get Montgomery and maybe you make some signings. Maybe you do some other things to kind of, you know, keep the team going the right direction. But, you know, I'll blame them before I blame the manager, the general manager, for sure. I mean,
with all these injuries, one down year is fine. As long as it's not back-to-back down years, I think we can still, you know, have a good reason to believe that this is going to be a top organization for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Proper round tripper. Most nights, 6 o'clock, we go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. Little sports hodgepodge coming up next, huh, Chief?
Yes, sir. We have our college football clip of the day, plus big food winners for the 2024 State Fair of Texas. That's next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's in an accident due to somebody else's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com. Here's the Chief with the Sports Hodgepodge.
Okay, let's start in college football. Your college football clip of the day. I'd never heard of this guy before. Chuck Martin. He's one of my new favorite coaches in all of college football. He coaches Miami, Ohio.
Miami, Ohio. He's one of those guys that might be up for a gig. I think he's won 3 MAC titles, 3 of the last 5 or something. He's done a pretty solid job there with Miami, Ohio.
Well, good for him. I like what he's got going on here because he was doing a one-on-one interview with a local beat guy or whatever. But they bring up the kicker that he used to have that's now with Alabama, and it's just a funny 30 seconds.
All right, special teams, lost your kicker, Carter McLaughlin.
We didn't lose him. He's at Alabama. We know exactly where he's at. You media people, it's all pretend. Alabama stole our kicker. They illegally recruited our kicker and stole him from us. And that's a fact. But that's kind of, but we act like it's not. We live in this la la world. Like, hey, let's not talk. Goodness. I don't know why everybody knows what's going on. So, yeah, Alabama stole our kicker. A couple other schools try to steal it, but then they go, okay, what's the
Let's
question?
Talk about-
That's fantastic. They stole a kicker. I don't know why you media people, you always just want to play like this stuff isn't actually happening. Now, head coach for Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, says, quote, I don't know anything about that comment. He entered the portal and we reached out to him. That's how it goes, right? So we did everything we were supposed to do. So he's playing a little dumb here on the idea that there was maybe some funny business. Because the thing that teams do is they before a kid gets in the portal, they're like, hey, if you get in the portal, we will definitely be a team that wants you. And then that's how a kid gets in the portal and that's how things get a little bit fuzzy. If it was just simply the kid decided on his own he didn't want to be at Miami, Ohio anymore, and he got in the portal and then Alabama got him, then so be it. Who knows what's actually true? But that coach right there, Chuck Martin, he's now at the top of my list for guys that I most want to take the next step, man. Get out of Miami, Ohio, and let's go do something special, dude. Chuck, you got a future at the microphone for sure.
We need this guy in the big time.
We do.
Yeah, a major program.
He's coached it. I mean, I went back and looked. Like, he was at Grand Valley State, then went right to Notre Dame. He was a position coach, and he was an offensive coordinator, a quarterback coach, and then he got the Miami, Ohio job in 2014. He's won. He's got a little Mike McCarthy to him though.
He was at OC at Notre Dame when they got their butt kicked by Alabama.
He's in the
national title game.
He's a little
what kind of Mike McCarthy game management?
He's a
meatball sandwich.
He's a sandwich before and after games.
He's a big dude. He's a bigger dude.
That's fine.
But he's
a lot of football guys are.
You got to
put the plays on the menu in order for him to read them.
Got the Cheesecake Factory menu that we read. He's 1-4 in bowl games.
So he's, okay.
Yeah, so he's a guy that has some success as a regular season guy.
Just needs more talent.
And then we get him to the bowl games.
He's overachieving, getting into a bowl game he has no business to be in, and then he goes up against a team with some real talent,
and he gets outdone there. When's the first time you've ever heard of this guy?
Today. that clip sold me. He's awesome.
I really do appreciate you just, like, defending him right off
the, for him, dude.
The jump right there. Yeah,
I know this guy. That's where I was born. That's my dad's graduate school there, Miami of Ohio.
You were born in Ohio.
Oxford, Ohio.
Were you really?
Yes, sir.
I thought you were born in Indiana.
No, that's where my mom is from, and that's where they lived when they weren't in school, but my dad was over there.
You were born there. This is where you were born.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you tell me where you were born.
Yeah.
actually, this dude is from he's from Illinois, this guy.
You don't know where the hell you were born.
The reborn day is even more important anyway, so that's perfect. Right. State Fair of Texas, can you smell that, Lucius? It's right around the corner.
Yes, man. I walk in every day and look at my little season passes. I can't wait to use them.
Oh, Lucius, man. He's a season ticket holder, if you will, for the State Fair of Texas. You will try majority of the things that are worth trying there.
Absolutely. Lucius, right?
Yeah, I mean,
tickets count. If I got those tickets in my hand, I sure will.
Heck yes.
The money looking funny, nope.
We have the winners. The Big Tech's Choice Award winners for the 2024 State Fair of Texas.
This is exciting. I'm actually going this year because the little one is in that age where it's awful fun to take him around.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, fair enough. You know, that's a fool me once situation, Dawson. I can't believe you're going back to that.
You know what he's doing? Seriously, he's making her hate the fair. Is what he's doing.
You start him early with how bad.
That would be diabolical. How do you think I could do that, Brian?
Cotton candy. You don't feed him. You say, no, you have to be four years old to have that cotton candy. You can't ride any rides. So sorry.
You can't do this. Can't do that. Yeah. Didn't you do this with your older daughter, though? You got her to hate Disney World, right?
No, she likes Disney World, actually. Oh. I tried, but I failed.
I felt like there was somebody on our staff here, our team, that like their kids no longer. It's my son. My son can't stand because I took him to Six Flags.
Should be taking notes from you.
It was 106 degrees out there, made him ride the rides. He's like, God, I hate this. I'm like, all right, here are the bat wings. We're never coming to this place again. But I thought somebody did the whole thing with Disney World in there.
Now I did not like it at all.
Yeah.
You know, but somehow she still enjoyed it.
There's people all around. That's why.
There's how damn expensive it is. You better
people
like
lines.
It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's people here. What am I doing?
We do have the big.
I'm surprised you sat at that card table next to somebody.
He was trying to do it from his hotel room, but they wouldn't let him.
Yeah,
can I just zoom.
Like, is there any way I can do this online? Yeah, yeah. Can
I see where you got your COVID too. That hug you got from that guy when you were leaving.
Yeah,
I said that's there. It is right there.
Dude hugged you.
They hugged and kissed. They kissed.
Oh wow,
that's a guy who did not read you the entire time during that game. He thought you wanted a big hug at the end of that.
Get in here, man.
Come on, man. Dawson's just like
a couple vodka sodas.
That guy's the ambassador for this energy drink called Snack Energy, and he was alternating energy drinks, beers, and whiskey for about 5 hours.
You knew that guy was hammered.
He was like a motor mouth.
That's incredible.
Dawson was jealous.
What a talent to be able to do that much, just mixing. Okay, yeah. So we have the winners, 2024 Big Tech's Choice Awards. Now, Lucius, how many of these are, like, maybe these are going to go 3 for 3 for you, and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I cannot wait to try these. But the first one, Best Taste for Savory. This one, Best Taste for Savory, it's the Dominican Fritura Dog. This was by Justin Martinez. Congratulations, Mr. Martinez. This
Ooh, I'm Cuban, B.
Explosion of flavor. Starts with frittura cheese and Dominican salami. And then you're going to go double deep with fried with their famous corn dog batter. Split open, topped with garlic plantain chips. Mm. Top secret Dominican sauce and cilantro. The Dominican dog here will bring you the best of salty and sweet with an explosion of Dominican flavor.
Looks pretty good.
It does look pretty damn good, man.
I might punt on those plantains, though.
Plantain chips?
Yeah, I might.
They got a nice little sauce there, it looks like.
I might fake it and say, let's go with kettle chips or something, you know?
Kettle, yeah, but...
But it's not part of the deal.
I think it'd be pretty good, man.
Yeah. I think you got to try it as is and just see.
I don't know.
The best taste for the sweet category, Russo's Cotton Candy Bacon on a Stick. Shout out to Isaac Russo for this. Yeah. Masterful combination, sweet, savory flavors come to life. Cotton candy bacon on a stick. Thick, 12-inch piece of bacon. Cooked to perfection, Lucius, with a cotton candy glaze on top. The bacon.
I know the candied bacon is amazing. You add cotton on top of there. Boom.
Yeah, man. It really is. It's like a cotton candy jacket over a delicious piece of thick cut bacon. The bacon is actually spun inside a cotton candy machine and torched to caramelize the center and lock in that sweet, sweet glaze.
They mailed nothing in on that one.
Not at all.
That's craftsmanship.
Wow, dude. Yeah, this completely hits all the right notes as you look at it. And then you get into the most creative. Heather Perkins won this one.
Heather.
For the Texas, the State Fair of Texas 2024 here. Texas Sugar Rush Pickles. Now, this is cotton candy flavored pickle slices coated in three cereal varieties. Lucky Charms. Well, check this is up your mixer alley. You know, you're shaking your head. You're not the pickle guy.
No. It's not the flavored pickles.
Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, and Cap'n Crunch. And then layered in cotton candy sugar crystals, powdered sugar before being drizzled with strawberry sundae syrup. And as if that wasn't enough, these dressed-up pickles are served with a helping of vanilla ice cream, adding a perfectly cool touch to this crazy concoction.
What? Pickles and ice cream?
This is this looks intense, man.
Yeah,
looks,
I don't even know how you would eat this.
This looks over the top. Yeah. This looks more like if you see an adult eating this, this is worse than the adult eating the new cotton candy thing that's over there at the Cardinals games. What was that again?
It was a burrito.
It was a cotton candy burrito.
Basically all kinds of, like, all of this stuffed into the burrito except for the pickles. But I tried the Kool-Aid pickle last time I was at the fair. It was disgusting.
I think you gotta get one from the hood, fam. Yeah, you gotta get one from the hood. They put Jolly Ranchers in it, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Oh, really?
That would change it up.
Yeah. So that's the flavor, Lucius. So they're getting they're dolling up the pickle juice and soaking the pickles in that.
Yeah, in the Kool-Aid little mixture that they do.
It was disgusting.
That sounds like a great hangover remedy there.
Good. Yeah. Probably gonna get on that Dominican fritura dog though, huh? Thing looks pretty dang popping.
I'm gonna try that pizza thing with the I'm gonna use the Red Baron pizzas or whatever
Going back to the pizza burger.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna make that for us.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, there's been a huge Friday lunch void here, and morale's been a little down because of it. So, all right, hey, remember it's still ladies' night, right, Lucius?
I mean, absolutely. We can still kind of play always ladies' night. Every
and remember,
night.
Was it last week when you brought to the table that new young recruit who nobody knew his name, but he was a hefty dude, and he was dominating
the basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
And they had names for him.
The thick fellow.
Well, we got a thick lady fella doing
what?
Doing not lady fella. I'm sorry. This is just a full on 100% actual lady, and she's a little bit bigger, but she's golfing on the internet, and they're giving her names as well in the same sort of way that they were giving to the basketball player. So this golfer girl there, I mean, you have Bryson DeChamberger to start off the proceedings. I felt like that was kind of a win for the commenter there.
Are you looking for kind ones? Or are there a lot of mean ones?
No, these are all just mean ones, the same way they were for the dude last week.
Yeah.
You have Grill Mickelson. Brodus,
two and one.
Get a kick
out
of this.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah. What do you like better here, Brodus? Tommy Fleetwood? or do you like Tony Feed Now?
Tony Feed Now.
Or do you like John Ramen?
Tony Feed Now so far is my favorite.
All right, sodium.
Yeah.
let's see here. Is there another one? It might be. That,
oh, there's plenty on there. You're just making sure.
Oh, yeah, there's another one. We have Rory Big McElroy.
That's a good one. That is very good.
You have Full Mickelson.
Full Mickelson.
You have Hungry Gilmore. I believe those are the rest of the good ones there. So Yeah, she's going viral because of it, and I think this is actually going to pay off for her in a big way.
Man, this is so cool. I'm watching the League World Series while you're doing this.
It's going to pay off for her in a big way. Is that what you said?
How about Long John Daly?
We have made Walchuk so not only uncomfortable, but angry and pissed off.
She's not funny, guys.
I don't think Walchuk was this frustrated when we were doing this to the gentleman a couple of weeks ago. Was he? Was Walchuk as silent and as out on this as he is on this one? I don't know.
I'm sorry, Walchuk.
The little lady catcher for Nevada in the college world, not the college, but the Little League World Series, just drove in a sack fly run
for
Nevada.
Yeah.
Big run.
Yeah, let's prop up our women.
Well, she's playing on the little the men's.
You want to call her a fat ass too?
That's where I thought it was going. I got so nervous.
No, I was just being complimentary.
She's the catcher.
She's the catcher.
Yeah, I know.
She's tiny.
Like, please
tiny
don't talk
catcher.
About fat girl.
But thick, probably.
Tiny catcher.
This girl's got a hell of a driver on her, though, folks. I'm telling you, she's going to be rocking and rolling here.
Mm. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
She's able to put that weight behind her.
An incredible sports hodgepodge there by Eric Chiafalo. Once again, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're cross-talking with the Get Right coming up next. And we'll see what they have cooking here for in a Thursday night next on The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Time now to chat with the Get Right. Tonight's configuration, CA and Fred. Good evening, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
What up?
He's in the building.
What's going on, fellas? Got to make sure we get the right number tonight. All right. We found out that Fred, rattling off at high speed, decided to say, you know, but, hey, we got it fixed. We got it fixed. We had a good show last night. Got a lot of people interact. So, obviously, I said the wrong last night.
105.9.
I said 105.9, which is a radio station I grew up with back home.
Oh, Kansas
City? So, 105.9, the Laser, which is now defunct, but, you know.
So the Laser, the Fan, I can. Easy.
It was 20 years ago, Gavin. You know, I mean, you know, lots changed in 20 years. You know that.
But you're still fast talking, Fred. Man, I thought Texas would have slowed you down by now.
You know, I'd like to think that it had, but as you get older, but no,
it probably has, hasn't it?
No, I would actually say I probably talk a little bit faster now than ever before because I don't imbibe anymore. That's the difference.
Oh,
I'm free of any toxins, so other than just the Texas air.
That's weed. That's weed.
Well, what's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen? Let's imbibe in some content.
Let's imbibe away
some content. Look, we're gonna talk a little. We're gonna talk a little Cowboys. Obviously, we got to get into. I'm gonna pose the same question to Mr. CA that we posed last night, and we got some, you know, answers all over the board as far as do you feel any better about this Cowboy team today than you did before training camp started? And obviously, we're going to hear from CA. We're also going to get into, for as busy as they've been fixing and addressing the defensive line, why have they been negligent with the running back room, which I think we could all agree is that one group that we're still waiting for that other shoe to drop. But I got to believe that something is. And I was surprised to hear you guys brought us here. You say that Deuce Vaughn, every man a Wildcat, may not make this roster when it's all said and done.
Just kind of the buzz around camp. We'll see what happens on Saturday when he plays, but I think that the time that he missed, and they were trying to, in the OTAs and the mini camps, they were trying to get him involved, whether it was as a slot, you know, as a receiver. There were all kinds of things they were trying to do, and then he missed all those practices. And then all of a sudden you're like going, okay, well, what about, you know, the thing with Zeke? They keep talking, you know, they keep talking about Malik Davis is what they keep talking. I don't see it.
No.
I don't see it.
I go Vaughn over Davis.
And that's where I think, like, in talking to people at camp, they're all like, yeah, Malik Davis. I'm like, what about, you know, what about Deuce? And they're like, well, you know, yeah, Deuce, yeah, he's done some good things, but this Malik Davis. They keep circling back. And I don't know if they're just, you know, pulling my chain, but it's not just one or two people talking about it. It's a lot of people talking about it. And Mike McCarthy, every time we were in a press conference situation, he was talking about Malik Davis. So I don't know. Maybe it's going to be with Zeke, with Dowdle, Davis, and Hunter Lipke. That's maybe how they're going to operate this time around.
That would suck, dude.
Yeah.
I'd go Vaughn over.
Me too.
Vaughn should be probably.
Well, I mean, I would assume Deuce Vaughn's on the practice squad. It's not like he's going anywhere.
I was going to say he's not going.
Yeah, I don't think. I think he's going to clear waivers.
Yeah, I think the thing about with they like Davis on the special team stuff. That like he's the
right. That's they, the they, only.
They,
that's...
they use him as a personal protector on the punt. You know, oh, you have okay. to be a guy that.
Yeah, right.
That used to be like the Barry Church role or right. Jeff Heath. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always oh, yeah. it's always some guy you kind of like,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to put him as that guy. So. It makes you believe that they're leading to try and get him on this team.
Can I throw a crosstalk question at y'all that they were crosstalking and talking about with Sean and RJ and the KNC Masterpiece this morning? And actually, Fred and I were talking about this on Sunday. They brought up the question about the Rangers, which is, Sean was saying this. He said if this was an East Coast city, he's wondering if Ranger fans are not mad at the Rangers for the way the season has turned out. Now, I'm listening to this, but Fred and I actually talked about it on Sunday. I don't know your guys' opinions, but my opinion is I think Ranger fans are disappointed. But it wasn't like the Rangers had all this great talent and they were supposed to win another World Series. I think Ranger fans are disappointed because it didn't happen. But I don't think it was like this dynasty in the making and we're supposed to defend their In other words, it's not like the Cowboys are supposed to go somewhere. This is the Rangers.
Yeah, I think it's a good question. You know, who would be the fall guy?
Exactly. I think if this was
an East Coast trainer. City, who the owner?
Yeah. No, I'd say the trainer. I mean, let's call it what it is. This team was beat up from start to finish. I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves and the fact that guys were balling last year didn't ball this year.
Man, they
not even a Philly fan would go after the trainer. Are people actually going after trainers in other cities?
Probably be like the hitting coach, you know, like Tim Hyers ends up being a fall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that because the offensive production's dipped. Like, you're not going to fire Bochy. Chris Young, you just won a World Series with, and we all love him, and rightly so. So, yeah, the offensive production is a big reason why you haven't won this year.
I kind of feel
Garcia.
Like, yeah, I kind of feel like your great players didn't play great.
No.
Right.
Last year, your players played great.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly now your guys you thought were
you
great
had
players.
40% of your roster underperformed this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're looking for a fall guy, your hitting coach, to me, probably would be your number one option.
So the question is, are you angry or are you just disappointed? So I just feel like people are disappointed.
Yeah.
There's not anger because it wasn't like you owed us a World Series. In fact, I think the way they even got the World Series by basically, you know, losing that last game of the season and then winning out in the playoffs, it was like, wait a minute, this was a miracle in the first place. And see, why I said last year that the team was an imperfect team. So you knew they could have been better, but it wasn't like you owed the fans another World Series. I think people were grateful for it and were just hoping that they could do some things. Even last year, think about this. This was not a team that was built where you say, okay, this team is going to the World Series. You're like, I hope we can make the playoffs this year. We got Bochy. Maybe we can make the playoffs. Remember, Woody got fired for a team that couldn't win 60 games. Think about it.
I tell you what, these fans will turn on the ownership in real quick if you don't keep Bochy and CY motivated to work here. You know, I think you could if you wanted to, although Wolchuk makes a good point. A lot of Ranger fans make a good point that if you didn't get DeGrom, maybe you don't get Evaldi, maybe you don't get Bochy, and none of this happens.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a really interesting move for my guy, CY, to make. You know how much I'm a fan of CY.
Oh, yeah.
What do we have to tease here, guys?
Look, I mean, it's going to be 4 hours of radio gold. That, you know, what better way to close out your night than on 105.3 The Fan?
I love it. Here it comes. 4 hours. The gold continues. Let's pass the golden baton here to the Get Right. Fred and CA coming at you 7 to 11. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup there at Master Control. That's another 5 hours of flawless radio, producing, engineering, and hosting. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Broadus and Woolchuck and Chiafalo. And I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.